www.thebrandonpodcast.com.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us here for another hour of Auto World. We're going to solve the trivia question left over from the first or the second hour of the program. Right off the bat here, got an email from David Matthew in... Where is David? David is somewhere in the South Kentucky, and he has solved the riddle. Sports Car Graphic was the magazine that spun into Car and Driver. So we'll solve that. We promise you another trivia question in this hour. We also promise you an extensive visit with Mark Evans, our go-to guy when it comes to automotive repair. He's an ASE certified mechanic, and he's also a field reporter for this show, and we're going to take your calls of the mechanical nature. So if there's something wrong with your car, and usually there is, if it's not running right, if it's not running at all, if it's starting, if it's stalling, if it's smoking, if it's not smoking, if it's getting lousy gas mileage, if it's running too rich, if it's running too lean, if it's performing poorly, if it's sitting in your front lawn, we would like to hear from you. Or maybe your mechanic is telling you you got to drop some big money you don't have, you want a second opinion. We got one of the best in the business joining us right now. So you can dial us up toll-free from anywhere that you are hearing this program, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Also in this hour, as I promised, some trivia and maybe a little bit of automotive news as well. But we welcome the pride of Idaho himself, automotive talk show host, automotive repair man, and all-around good guy, Mark Evans. Mark, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Bob. Gosh, with a heading like that, my head's getting bigger, you know. I mean, I appreciate it.
Very good.
It kind of sounded like you were describing what I feel like after a big football tailgate party there earlier. There.
Very good. So let me ask you the poll question here. Have you seen the new Jay Leno show and the car racing segments? What are your thoughts on it? I don't mind it myself. My wife Sharon doesn't like them.
Yeah, I've watched Jay and the guest his friends doing it, and I think it's a good idea. In fact, watched Rush Limbaugh do his thing and ran over what I think it was Al Gore two or three times, backed up. And
yeah, he did. Yes. So, yeah, and Ed Begley Jr.
It's a good thing there's just cardboard stand-up.
I know. He didn't care about the time. He wanted to just put it in reverse and do it again.
I think it's a good idea. You know, it's a great little track, and, you know, it's kind of pinpointing where we're going with cars. You know, it's not running. I don't know who it was that said, hey, this dude, I don't hear the engine running. You know, well, you're not supposed to. It's like,
yeah, exactly.
Good idea. I'd like to get in the car too and run through that course and see what I could get for time, you know.
Yeah, Drew Barrymore was the first contestant, and they looked at the videotape later and found out that she cheated. She didn't go through all the obstacles, so they had to adjust her time. I'm sure she probably didn't do it on purpose, but they adjusted her time. So I don't know who the winner is right now. They're using a specially prepared Ford Focus, and Ford is actually going to sell this vehicle in 2011, and also they're going to have an electric Transit Connect, which is their new kind of modern-day commercial-type van. But not that far away. We got the Chevrolet Volt supposedly not that far away. Nissan has announced they're going to build 20,000 of their Leaf. Isn't that a dumb name? The Nissan Leaf. You know? Again, everybody's taking this green thing just a little bit too seriously. Ford, in their Fusion, has got that graphic display that as you drive along in an eco mode, you know, it has like plants that grow more and more leaves. So, I don't know.
You know, Yeah, I don't know, Bob, too. You know, is that car going to change colors when the leaf, when it turns fall?
Now, that would be a trick, yeah.
Wouldn't that be a trick paint job, huh?
Yeah, have you been in any of the new cars that have the interior mood lighting?
I have, yeah.
What do you think?
Nah, it doesn't do anything with me. You know, I want to drive the car and get the love of the drive into my hands and the feel of what the car's handling like. I'm not going to be sitting in traffic and watching the lights change colors and go with the beat of my music. You know, I mean, I guess that's all right if you're sitting in the big cities and you're commuting many, many miles.
Yeah, that's true.
But if you got the lights changing colors, the music, lights going to the beat of the music, and you're sitting in traffic for 2-3 hours a day times two, why not? You know?
Yeah, exactly. Kia's got those lighted loudspeakers in their Soul vehicle, kind of cool, and Mazda in their 3 has very subtle, it's blue lighting around the instrument cluster that greets you as you get in the car, and then as it kind of slowly pulses with the beat of the music. But Ford probably has the most, offered in a variety of cars, the Fusion, the Flex, they have the interior mood lighting, you can change it from 5 or 6 different colors, and of course the Mustang, although I've never had a test Mustang with this feature, so I can't personally attest to it, but reportedly you can kind of blend colors together and have your own custom dash lighting, more than 120 colors or so. But I'll see it I'll believe it when I get to try it out, and I haven't tried out that one yet.
Yep. Next test drive will be on, Bob. We'll look over at the gentleman to the right or to the left of us, and we'll say, "Oh, he's looking pretty green. He needs to get to the hospital."
That's true. Yeah. You know, one of the big things today. I don't know if your son Ryan is into this or your daughter, but you know, the texting thing is becoming a real problem among teenagers when they're driving. You know, they're texting as they're driving.
Yeah. It's huge. That's one thing that I don't believe in. And I watched a news article in L.A. They're of course giving the tickets out like a lot of the big cities, of course. But they're showing that they want the telephone cell phone mounted up on the dash so you can, you know, it's all voice activated. And I've actually here in Idaho, I've watched we've had some some horrible accidents because of the text messaging in doing it while you're in the car. And I don't know, you know, you got to be a defensive driver, and as I've always said, when I'm in one of my older cars that you have to literally drive, you know, there's no power brakes in it, and you got to hang on to that steering wheel because it's got bias ply tires and it's going to grab a rut, it's going to fill the road, and you better be hanging on. You know, you don't have time, you got to drive the automobile. And I don't have time to sorry, Bob, I won't be text messaging you while I'm driving.
Oh, I'm so disappointed, Mark, I tell you.
It's not going to happen.
You're going to be text messaging, sending the text message saying that you're text messaging me.
Yeah.
That will be the content of the message.
I'll be text messaging you, letting you know how much smoke I've got off my back tires.
Exactly. I got a breaking story, even though we're on the public airways here. A breaking story for you, our mutual friend there, Alan Masters, Smith Barney Jones. You know the gentleman.
Yeah.
I found out this week, because I was on a Porsche trip, that Alan is not his real first name. And so we can add a new name to the equation.
Well,
his name is actually Richard. So it's Richard Alan Masters Smith Barney Jones. So he truly is I never knew it, but he actually is a dick after all.
Yeah, I never realized his name would be Dick, but I guess, you know, sooner or later it all comes back around.
Very good. This guy is a media person. Let's put it that way. He's very close with Regis. Do you notice how close he is with Regis? Oh,
yeah.
He's so close.
He's trying to get close to that Kelly, too. You know?
Well, I don't think he has a chance in hell with that, but...
Yeah. Well, that's some breaking news. That is.
Next time I see him, I'm calling him. I'm going to say, "Hi, Dick. How are you?" We're going to have more with Mark around the bend. This is Auto World.
Daddy, what are you pouring in our car?
This is Stabil Fuel Stabilizer. It's good for our old hot rod, so I add it to the tank every time we fill up.
Why?
Well, Stabil prevents something bad called corrosion. It's caused by ethanol in the gas, and it won't let fuel gum up the engine.
But why?
So it'll start up every time and run smoother.
But why, Daddy?
Why? So I can take you for your favorite ice cream.
Yay, hot fudge sundae!
When you store and when you fill up, start with Stabil.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance.
Yeah, my 64 GTO is covered through a regular use auto insurer.
Uh-huh.
Give me one good reason to switch to Haggerty.
Okay, we can save you up to 40% a year on premiums. Oh, our coverage is possibly the best in the business. Yeah, we have an in-house claims department. Oh, and we always let you pick the restoration shop.
Okay, I asked for one reason, that's like four.
Sorry, we get a little excited.
You're just piling it on, aren't you?
Yeah.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance. Visit us at Haggerty.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
If you've got mold, you've got a problem. But if you have Moldzyme, you have a solution. Everyone at one time or another will encounter mold in their homes. It's unsightly and can affect your health. Moldzyme from EcoDiscoveries is the only safe and effective solution for cleaning mold and mildew and eliminating odor. Moldzyme is safe for any surface, wood, concrete, tile, stucco, wallpaper, vinyl, or aluminum siding, painted surfaces, and more, both inside and outside your home.
I use Moldzyme in my bathroom, basement, garage, and deck. Everywhere I see mold, it's magic in a bottle.
Moldzyme is non-toxic, safe for the environment, your family, pets, and plants. Contains no chlorine, bleach, ammonia, or nasty smell. Plus, it's easy to order. Call toll-free 866-767-2832 or go to moldzyme.com. That's 866-767-2832 or moldzyme.com. That's moldzyme.com. Use promo code RADIO for 25% off your order from Eco Discoveries. Moldzyme, now safe, has an effective side.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to liquid zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free liquid zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try Liquid Zeolite today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns was setting the pace? That story is true. I'm here to say I was driving that Model A.
We got an easy trivia question for you right now because the phones have been kind of quiet today. Many people are looking at football, so let's see if we can get you out of your chair. At 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, easy question. If I say a vehicle is equipped with a six-pack, what does it mean? What is a six-pack when it comes to a vehicle? 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Mark Evans, our go-to guy here when it comes to mechanical issues. He's a certified mechanic with his own shop in Boise, Idaho. He also is an automotive journalist with his own radio talk show for many, many years in the Idaho area, and also was member of the McGuire's broadcasting team. And what an elite group they were, and traveling the world for how many years did we travel the world? A couple?
The Three Musketeers, huh?
That's right. The Three Musketeers traveled the world. And
you know, Bob, too, I met you back how many years ago? We've known each other.
1999, Greenwich.
My goodness,
Unbelievable.
Surprised when you're having fun.
Yeah, and thank you for helping me out at Consumer Electronics Show this past January, and who knows, maybe the same thing will happen this year. So we'll keep you posted. Yeah.
Good event.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, that trivia question, that six pack, Bob, was that a six pack of beer in the back seat or?
I don't know. We're going to have to see what people have to say. 800-259-9231. And also, if you've got a problem with your vehicle, this is a golden time because Mark is an expert. So if your vehicle's not running right, if it's doing something funky, you need to talk to Mark. Ross is in Minnesota. Ross, thanks for calling in. How you doing?
Good, good.
Well, first let's solve the riddle. What do you think? What's a six-pack?
A six-pack would be three two-barrel carburetors.
Well, how do you like that? You got it right, Mark.
Oh, yeah, that's better than better. That's like second going down.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you have a favorite new car out there? And I'll also ask you my usual question, your favorite classic car as well.
Well, my favorite new car would have to be the new Challenger.
Oh.
That's our D8. And my favorite car of all times, I used to have a 70 Cuda with a 440 and a pistol grip 4-speed, and I want another one real bad.
Oh, yeah. I'm very lucky this week because I have a Challenger SRT8 as my test vehicle. And don't want to make anybody jealous here, I've had a lot of economy cars of late, so I'm very lucky to have this car, and so I'm very much enjoying it. So you're right on the money. It's an incredible car for the money. It really is, and I would highly recommend it. I'll tell you more next week after I drive it a little bit more. What color would you get on the SRT8?
Oh, it'd have to be black.
Oh, you're a man after my own heart. The one I have is red. I think it's a special red. It's called Tor Red. And has a gray interior. For 2010, they're going to offer it in a famous old Mopar color called Plum Crazy. Remember that color?
Sure. You bet I do. Yeah.
Yep, they're going to bring that one back. And how about, you kind of answered it in the realm of classic cars. It all falls into that realm. What do you drive these days, and do you have any mechanical problems that Mark can help you out with?
Well, I do. I have a 91 Dodge Dynasty that I use for a work car, and it was a one-owner car. It's only got like 100,000 miles on it. 3.3-liter V6. Got a transmission problem with it.
Okay, go right ahead and describe it.
It's a summer car. Whenever it gets colder than, say, 50 degrees out, it likes to start out in second gear until you get the transmission fluid warmed up. Have to pull over to the side. Shut the ignition off, restart the car, and she'll usually take off and shift just fine. But the colder it gets, the harder it is to get it to shift. So I was just wondering if there's something in the valve body or common problem with that Mopar.
Well, Ross, you've said the magic word, the valve body. I don't know if you've ever had a chance to look at a valve body in an automatic transmission. It's just basically a big thick sandwich with a lot of termite channels in it, with ball bearings and springs. And have you ever had a chance to have anyone basically make sure that the filter's good and clean and we don't have a clot, a transmission fluid goo clot in there? Has that been serviced?
Yeah, it's been serviced. And I actually tried the Prindle switch, the park reverse neutral drive hole. And that didn't do anything either.
Okay. One thing that I would first do You're right there on the borderline of 1991 of electronically controlled transmissions, and that car is an OBD1, not an OBD2, but one. So what I'd like you to do first, it costs nothing to do, and you can do it yourself, is get in the driver's seat, just turn the key on. Don't start the engine. Turn the key on and turn it off, and do that three times. On the third time, leave the key on. Again, never start the engine. Just leave the key on. Look at the engine light, and the engine light that says check engine will actually flash, will go on and off, which is Morse code. And
okay.
the first code will be, the first number will be 12. One, and there'll be, it'll flash once, and then there'll be a break, and it'll flash twice in a row, and then it stops for a long break, and that tells you that's a 12. Do that, and it'll give you three numbers. The third number within that sequence will be the electronic code number that we are concerned with as being a doctor and you too for what's going on. And you could have actually one of the there's an electronic servo valve that could be causing that first gear problem. So let's do that test first. And then on those dynasties too, I've actually put shift kits in those transmissions. And shift kit is a fancy two words there that you can basically just replace you're replacing springs and ball bearings and drilling out a few holes in that valve body, the termite channels, in order for it to shift more positive. And I've done that on the 3.3s and also the 2.5 four-cylinder engines on the transmissions behind those engines to get them to shift correctly. And when we're in there doing that, we're finding a whole bunch of transmission goo. And that's probably most of your problem. Do the electronic scan first through your engine. In check engine light, do that one, and then any AutoZone, O'Reilly's, Pep Boys, you can just call your parts store and say, hey, I've got this year, make, and model, and I found the code. It's number 29. Could you guys tell me what that is?
Okay.
One thing that all of us can do, whenever you call a parts store, they have all the books. Haynes is a great name, great brand of shop manuals that I have and I use, and they have them also to sell. The thing that's the key here, if you call one of your parts stores and ask them, they might turn you down. At that point, say, no, we really don't want to go through our book for you. Let's go negative here. Let's say they say, no, we can't really help you. Say, no, well, wait a minute. If you guys can help me and tell me what the code is, I'll buy the part from you.
Exactly.
And, again, instantly, Ross, they'll help you, see, because you're going to go there and buy the part.
That's right.
You know, everybody helps each other, you know.
Well, I didn't know that they could diagnose itself there, being a 91 like that. It's nice to know.
All right. Thanks so much for calling in. Hang on for Matt, and we're going to put you in the running for the big prize. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Don't be confused. The way is clear.
Did you know that colon cancer is one of the most common forms of cancer in the U.S.? Did you know that the number one health problem patients complain to doctors about is gastrointestinal related? Health experts predict that almost every American will develop some type of colon disease, polyp, tumor, or cancer in their lifetime. If you suffer from constipation, irritable bowel syndrome, frequent gas, or other intestinal related problems, you need to take action. That's why you need Temple Cleanse. Temple Cleanse is a unique colon cleanser that works by delivering oxygen and magnesium to the intestinal system to stimulate a gentle yet effective cleanse. It's the most effective colon cleanse product on the market and one of the best decisions you can make for your health. To learn more and to order your very own supply of Temple Cleanse, visit healthtruthrevealed.com. That's healthtruthrevealed.com. Or call 1-800-593-6273. That's 1-800-593-6273 today.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's A-L-K-A-Zone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Guess I should know. Bye, away.
Thank you very much for joining us here. You're listening to Auto World. I was losing my voice, so I took a drink. Story behind the story, and we are live all across North America via the GCN network. Check out our website, very easy, gcnlive.com. You can listen to the live stream. You can listen to archives. You can listen to on-demand shows. You can get the free podcast. You can even listen on your smartphone. If you've got a BlackBerry or an iPhone, you can listen there if you download the app at gcnlive.com. Mark Evans is with us. He is our go-to guy when it comes to mechanical issues. If you've got a problem with your vehicle, we'd love to help you out. If it's not running right, want a second opinion, Mark has his own shop in Idaho, and he's also been an automotive radio talk show host doing expert repair work via the airwaves. So we would love to hear from you at 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, or via the email, bob@autoworldradio.com. And I've got an email question here for you, Mark. Comes from Nebraska, and the person's name is Ruby. And Ruby would like to know, what is a flathead engine?
Well, that's an engine that's flat. it is actually pretty much flat. There's a flathead six-cylinder, a flathead 12-cylinder, flathead four-cylinder. And that means basically when you look at that car. Now, that's back in the yesteryears. The old cars had flatheads, and as they call it, the flathead, the cylinder head, did not have the valves in it. The valves were right next to the pistons in the cylinder block, so all they had to do was put a cap, like a bottle cap on a pop bottle. You had to put just the cap on the top of the pistons and the valves, and that's where you get the word flat. And they're kind of Yeah, I actually do have some tools to work on those flatheads, Bob. The seat, the valves, and the block, and all. But they're pretty easy. Take the old head off, and it's just flat as a pancake. I mean, literally, all you see is a pancake grill up there with bolts sticking in it. So that's where that comes from. Flathead engine. Good little. I've got one a flathead six cylinder in my little 38 Plymouth. That a little one barrel on it. And doesn't burn any fuel. I mean, I could put it in the green category, Bob, because it doesn't burn much.
Very good. We'll throw out another trivia question just for the heck of it here, Mark. Back in the 1960s, one of the American car companies experimented with a turbine-powered vehicle. Which car company had a turbine concept car? It never made production. Jay Leno just actually bought one of these from this company's collection. The turbine car from the 1960s. Which car company had a turbine car? 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Mark, I know your oldest vehicle in your own personal collection is a 1916 Chevrolet. What type of engine does that have?
It's actually a flathead four-cylinder also.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Yeah, it's a flathead, and it's a hand crank. It's the first year of the electric option, which means it's got headlights and an electric starter on it. And again, it's kind of a little bit rare. In fact, Jace Leno's called me on that car. He knows what it looks like. I sent photos and everything over to him, and he loves the old vintage cars. And just helped me with that car a little bit about with parts, because I bought it from a gentleman who hadn't had it running since 1960. Back in the day, this gentleman was his original car out of the same family, and I ended up buying it from him. He actually found me through the radio word. So kind of lucky there. I love cars, love putting a life in them, and you get back in the old word flathead again. Those engines, they like leaded, high protein, which is basically another word for high octane fuel. And today, you know, Bob, we can't find it. You can't find high octane, high protein fuel with lead in it. So I'm looks like a chemist in my one shop here. I sit back and I formulate a gallon of fuel just for that car, just to go out and run that and exercise that car. So it, you know, that's that love affair again. You know, that very few people. You know, do you have a love affair for your automobile, your truck, your car, whatever you might drive? And I think we all should have, because my opinion is that they do. You know, provide us a way of getting to and from our destination, if it's our job or our fun spot or wherever it might be. And I really do. A gallon of gas is worth gold to me, you know?
Yeah, no, I can hear you, Mark. No question about it.
Got to have it. Yep.
Our telephone number, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Which car company had an experimental turbine car back in the 1960s? Mark, when it comes to different engines today, Porsche, of course, has the Boxster, which has a Boxster engine, and all the Subarus have Boxster-type engines, and these are flat engines. Explain to our listeners a little bit the difference between a regular conventional engine and one of these Boxster-type engines.
Great question, Bob. Let's talk about the Subaru first. It's, you know, I say V8 or like the Chevrolet i6. Where's that? What's that letter stand for? And the best way for all of us to understand, if we open our hood on our car, are V6. It's shaped, the pistons are in the shape of a V. So the rods are connected to a crankshaft. That's just basically a rod in the bottom of the engine that spins, which the connecting rod piston's connected to it. So those pistons are actually moving in the shape of a V, the I6. An I is straight up and down. So that's why they call it the I6, six cylinders going up and down. The Subaru, the Boxster, is it looking like a box? Yes. That's where they come up with that word. Those pistons, the crankshafts in the center, those pistons, connecting rods are ones on the left, ones on the right, and they could have, like a Subaru could have two on one side, two on the other side. That's a four-cylinder because you have four cylinders. So it's in the shape of a box. And I kind of sometimes I work on a lot of Subarus, do a lot of things with them electronically and oil leaks. We've got the overhead valves. We have timing belts, timing that you have to have. Since you have overhead valves, you have to have a camshaft that's over there also. And so you've got a timing belt that, you know, you start looking at these box-type engines. The timing belt is quite, some folks might wonder why the timing belt word is, why does it cost so much? Well, you get looking there, you know, that timing belt, sometimes I pull those out when I get them out, Bob, and they're 14 feet long. I mean, it's
wow.
Yeah, I mean, it goes on forever because a timing belt connects all camshafts. Again, sometimes you have two camshafts above each head, and there's two heads, so there's four camshafts. Then you have to have an idler pulley per camshaft times two on that. Got to keep it tight. And then you have, again, you get into the word Honda again and Subaru and, of course, Porsche. You end up with oil pressure tensioner cylinders that are full of oil, and they're actually got a pulley on top of them, and they've got their own separate little piston of oil, the hydraulic tensioner, piston, oil, pushing that timing belt up. So there's the belt, again, going around another pulley. So you end up with the Boxster-type engine or the Subaru-type engine with pistons laying on their side. They're parallel to the ground is the best way to say it. And sometimes you get oil leaks. Oil's got to lay on its side. And, you know, you've got a lot of pressure there, too. So oil leaks is just one thing that I always say, you know, to everybody is always use your sight, use your eyes, look for oil leaks, and also use the nose, look for smell oil. Is it burning? And oil leak's a big thing. And whenever you have a Boxster-type engine, you're going to have a little oil leak.
Well, there's words of an expert. Mark Evans, if there's something wrong with your car, give us a call, 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. This is Auto World.
Seems I always end up driving by.
Is your budget being blown away by high gas prices? The revolutionary Tornado Air device harnesses the power of the wind so that your vehicle will go further on a tank of gas. Tornado creates a swirling effect in the engine's combustion chamber that results in a better mix of air and fuel so that you'll have more power and more mileage. Tornado fits most cars, comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, and is easy to install. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to your local Pep Boys, AutoZone, Napa, Checker, Shucks, and Kragen, or other fine stores to buy your gas-saving Tornado today.
For quality automotive accessories, count on California Car Cover Company. California Car Cover Company offers the world's largest selection of quality car covers for any vehicle built since 1900. With unique one-of-a-kind gift ideas, detailing products, truck and SUV performance products, clothing, and memorabilia, California Car Cover Company has it all. Call today, 1-800-423-5525 for a free catalog or visit calcarcover.com.
If you're tired of paying too much for gas, diesel, or heating oil, Future Fuel Technologies has the answer you're looking for. It's called FFT Fuel Saver. FFT Fuel Saver is made using a patented formula that helps fuel burn cleaner, resulting in a 10 to 20% increase in fuel efficiency and reduces emissions 30% or more. Each bottle of FFT Fuel Saver will save you money, increase your MPG, improve engine performance, and will treat up to 160 gallons of fuel. When used in your car, truck, motorcycle, or boat, you will feel the results in 20 miles or less. FFT Fuel Saver is registered with the EPA, the Better Business Bureau, is made in the USA, and comes with a money-back guarantee. To start saving money now, visit FutureFuelTechnologies.com. That's FutureFuelTechnologies.com, or call 1-888-961-6600. That's 1-888-961-6600. FFT, simply the best fuel saver on earth.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity
capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You're listening to GCN. Genesis Communication Radio Network.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back. Thank you very much for being here. You're listening to Auto World on GCN. My name is Bob Long, along with Mark Evans. He's our favorite guy when it comes to mechanical issues. If you got a problem with your car, we have a remaining segment here with Mark. So call in right now if you want to solve the trivia question here about the turbine. I thought for certain someone would get this, the turbine-powered car. Believe it or not, they were talking about atom-powered cars back in the early 60s. Of course, that never happened. But one car company, a domestic car company, experimented with a turbine, like a jet engine-powered car. What car company was it? The telephone number is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Mark, we're at the fall, and that means people should be thinking about getting their vehicles ready for the winter months ahead. What do you recommend in the realm of oil changes? Is this a good time of the year to change your oil? What do you think?
It is, Bob. The word, I guess, is winterize your boat. Get ready to put your boat up, for the winter, and at the same time, winterize the vehicle. It pulls the boat. Lube oil filter, that's the first thing that I always recommend for everybody to do is just change oil at that time. That's 1.2. Bob, we could talk a lot about, you go into the quick discount type stores to go in, drop your car off, and you go in, and I won't mention any names, but, you're going to go grocery shopping, grab some clothes, and do whatever in the furniture area while they're changing your oil. I do get a lot of business from those type of stores on the automotive side because I'd always recommend for someone to go in to get your oil changed through the automotive division store, Quick Lube, people that do it for a living, because, we've got our eyes and our ears all tuned in to looking at your belts. So you might even ask for a free brake inspection, get those brakes ready for winter. It's the last thing you want to do is worry about analog brakes, not working. Bob, the ABS light might be on the dash. Get all this done this time, right now. Winterize that automobile right now. One thing that I've always mentioned also, too, in the summer with our air conditioning questions is using the can of antibacterial spray. I like Lysol. In fact, that'd be a good sponsor for the show. Talk about them a lot. But the Lysol antibacterial spray, people say, why do I want that? It's in your bathroom. It's underneath the sink. I want you to pull that out of there. Get it out, use it in the bathroom, but let's get it out in the garage, on the car. There's a little grill work that I would say, let's winterize your air conditioning. And that smell you've been smelling when you turn the air conditioner on in the August, July, June, July, August month, that's moisture build up mold and mildew that's literally inside your, on right next to your heater core inside that box underneath the dash, and that AC evaporator freezes up and gets mold and mildew in there, and that's where you come in with this Lysol antibacterial spray. You can turn the heater off full blast now if you'd like at this time of year, Bob, or the air conditioner, whatever, turns that fan on to blow air through those vents on the inside. At the same time, spray that Lysol antibacterial spray. And that grill work is right outside underneath your windshield.
Good advice.
Antibacterial spray, yeah, it'll kill the mold and mildew, so that'll be winterized for you. Of course, your heater, you know, you want a good heater. Thermostat in your engine, has it been running at operating temperatures? So thermostats aren't that much money. Let's make sure the water pump's not leaking. Make sure you've got good antifreeze. The water pump's pumping good. There's no, again, getting your side out, making sure there's no green fluid, or in this case, you might have a tub. You might even have red under there. A lot of my customers say, what's that red? Is that power steering leaking? No, that's antifreeze. Yes, there's different colors.
Today, you know, it's a different ball game. Let's see if we can squeeze a couple of more callers in. John joins us in Iowa, listening on KXEL. John, thank you for calling in. How are you doing?
All right, man. I wanted to call and see if Chrysler was the correct answer.
Yes, Chrysler is the correct answer. They had the turbine car. How about your favorite new car, favorite classic car?
Well, I was going to ask you a quick question. If you get an old 1935 five-window coupe that has been sitting around since 1969.
Wow.
And the body is in need of repair, and you want to get it running. I've had people tell me that you need to get the body worked on first, the floors, the patch panels, all that kind of stuff. Other people are saying, no, get it running and stopping first. What do you think Mark Evans says?
Well, what does Mark Evans say?
Well, that's a great question. And I definitely, there's only one thing to say, is that you always want nice, clean body panels. No grease, no silicones, no oil on those body panels to get a great paint job done. So that just answers everything. We've got to get the drivetrain, all that engine, oil, gasoline, brake fluid, antifreeze, all that done first. So I definitely do recommend to do your drivetrain, get your rolling chassis, your engine, your transmission, brakes, all done first. Have all that dirty, greasy work out of the way, and then your body man can have good, clean, you know, start. And there won't be, you know, paint doesn't quite, you get a lot of fisheye. That's silicone based on those body panels. So always do the dirty work first, which is always the automotive repair rolling chassis stuff.
So, all right, thank you.
Good advice there. Excellent. And, Matt, do we still have our other caller, or has he gone away? All right, he has gone away. So, Mark, as you were saying, getting ready for the winter months, the thermostat is definitely a must thing we should look at, and windshield wipers often neglected as well.
Well, yeah, Bob, that's another great thing, too, windshield wipers. But, you know, the biggest thing we always forget, this little tip that I always like to pass on to everybody, the washer fluid.
Oh, yeah.
So you go get that blue stuff and pour it in that plastic container. Oh, I don't need to use it. Well, sooner or later, everybody pushes that button there, and it pushes that blue fluid up on the windshield. And here's a little tip, Bob. You'll love it. I don't know if you've ever put Rain X literally in the washer fluid.
No, no. This is news to me. Tell us more.
Yeah, do. You know, a lot of us, as Rain X says, hey, there's another sponsor we need to talk to. Rain X is a great product. Great, I use it. But they say on their bottle, their product, to put it on the windshield. Well, I found out, hey, I'm getting lazier in my older age here, Bob. I usually pour the Rain X in the washer bottle itself with the blue washer fluid, and it's already in there. What that is kind of like, I call it the Lexon. You know, these NASCAR racers, the NASCAR car going around the track, you watch them come in the pits, and they pull the pit crew, you know, does the tires and et cetera, and then they pull that Lexon, that sheet of Lexon off the, it's got a protective film on the Lexon windshield.
Yep.
That way the driver can see again. Well, Rain X is basically for all of us out here, residential side and commercial, if you're in commercial side. It's just a film, and it's a great film because it stops rain from beating up. You know, and there's huge rainstorms, sleet storms, snowstorms. So I just mixed it. I look like that chemist again, man. Hey, let's put this many ounces of Rain X in my windshield washer fluid bottle. Then you don't have to keep wiping the window down every time you push the button. You got that extra film of Rain X on that windshield. So another thing, too, Bob, coming in the wintertime, it seems to get darker earlier, and you know, sun comes up later. And how's your light? How's the headlight?
Oh, yeah, good. That's a good one, Mark.
Lights are a big part of our seeing in order to see the people in front of us. And I definitely recommend, and a lot of people say, you know, I got these plastic lenses out in front of my, you know, on my headlights, and I can't, my headlights aren't very bright. I see these dull lenses, plastic lenses. And there's our friends again, Meguiar's, actually. Bob, I don't know if you ever used that product.
But sure. Yeah, no, that's good stuff.
Yep, they got a kit that actually takes and clears up that foggy plastic lens you have in front of the bulb. But again, bulbs, a lot of us out there think we have to replace our whole entire headlight housing, you know, that plastic whole entire thing. No. We can clean it and then go to our favorite parts store and buy a new bulb for $14 up to maybe $20. And again, you'll look at the package on where the bulbs are packaged. And another thing I like, Bob, is there's a picture of ends of bulbs, and it shows you how many candlelight powers, all those technical words. I just look at the picture and say, hey, look, this bulb looks like it pushes out this much farther in light than this one. I'm going to buy that one because it pushes more light out. So that's another thing. But another big word is battery.
Oh, yeah.
Battery's the, you know, you buy your car and it starts. And I never hear from anybody, Bob, until what? The car breaks. And then I hear from them. and at that time, they're not in the best mood. You know, their pocket is kind of lean on the green money, but they got to get their car going. It won't start. And I look at them and say, hey, just want to let you know your battery's the problem. And the battery's 7 years old.
Yeah, so exactly. Surprise. Mark,
yep.
Time is flying as usual, but we thank you so much for your appearance here today, and we'll do it again real soon.
Thanks for having me, Bob.
That's going to do it for this hour and this edition of Auto World. Check out my website when you get a chance, autoworldradio.com, the network, gcnlive.com. I'm Bob Long. I said you're on, buddy, Bob.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.